Praise God and welcome to Be Empowered to Grow Spiritually. Today, let us learn something about the way we treat people. 1 Peter 2:17 says, "Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king." God knew you before you were formed in the womb of your mother. When he looks at you, he sees the final product he created. He does not define you by what you are going through now, but by who you are meant to be. God has connected you with two groups of people: those who have the blessing you need and those who are relying on you for their blessing. The aim of this connection is for God's purpose for your life and their lives to be accomplished. The blessing you are trusting in God for is either with these people, the people related to them, or they have an idea of where you can get your breakthrough. These people are those you interact with often, such as your friends, your haters, enemies, family members, workmates, neighbors, your boss, widows, orphans, strangers, the poor, servants of God, among others. The interesting part about most of these people is that they present with an intolerable character, such as pride, envy, anger, arrogance, disrespect, among others. You can only get your blessing from them when you are in a good relationship with them. This good relationship comes by treating them well despite their ill behavior. Learn to focus on their strength and not weaknesses. Treating them well involves loving, forgiving, and praying for them. Love conquers all things. Celebrate with them during their happy times. Support and encourage them during their difficult moments. Forgiving them when they wrong you not only restores your relationship with them, but also your relationship with God. Giving up on them is giving up on your blessing. Praying for them connects you spiritually with them, and you start finding favor with them. In addition, God delivers you from captivity like Job when you pray for others. God does not make mistakes. When you treat others well, he turns their hearts to release what you need. When you help the poor, widows, orphans, strangers, and servants of God in your midst, you are doing it for God. He will reward you, bless the work of your hands, and command people, including those to you, to bless you. Learn to treat everybody well, and God bless you.